From Ben Salem to the Billboard charts, the Christina Perri story. From her Italian Calabrian roots to worldwide success with Jar of Hearts and A Thousand Years, here's the inspiring story of Christina Perri's life, career, family, and resilience. Christina Judith Perri was born on August 19, 1986, in Ben Salem, Pennsylvania, and if you dig into her roots, you'll find they run straight back to Calabria, Italy. Her father, Dante Perri, hails from San Pietro Apostolo, a small town in the province of Catanzaro, while her mother Mary is of Polish descent. Christina has always been upfront about how much that Italian side shaped her, describing her family as very Italian, the kind of household where food, faith, and loud family gatherings were just part of the deal, and where nobody ever left the table still hungry. She grew up alongside her older brother Nick Perri, who would go on to become a respected guitarist for bands like Silvertide and Shinedown. And honestly, he was her first real window into the music world, the guy blasting records in the next room that ended up shaping her whole ear for melody. The family wasn't rolling in cash. Her parents worked as hairdressers and money was tight, the kind of tight where you make do and don't complain about it, but they were regulars at church. That single moment, a small kid belting it out in a Catholic church outside Philadelphia, turned out to be the spark for an entire career, even if nobody in the pews that day had a clue what it meant. It's a classic immigrant family success story in a lot of ways. Modest beginnings, a big, tight-knit clan, and a kid who somehow found her calling in the most unassuming of settings. That blend of Italian warmth and Polish grit seems to have given her a kind of grounded, no-nonsense attitude that's followed her through every stage of fame. She's never come across as someone who forgot where she came from, and that Ben Salem, blue-collar upbringing still shows up in how she talks about her life, her family, and her work today. Christina Perri. Christina Perri. A songwriter who does it her own way. So what does Christina Perri actually do these days? At her core, she's still what she's always been. A singer-songwriter who writes from her own gut, no filter, no ghostwriters doing the heavy lifting. Christina Perri taught herself guitar at 16 by rewinding a VHS tape of Shannon Hoon from Blind Melon, over and over, until her fingers figured it out. Total DIY energy before, self-taught musician. Was even a cool thing to put on a bio. As a kid, she was also big into musical theater, which probably explains why her songs always feel a little theatrical, a little bigger than life, even when the subject matter is quiet and personal. She went through Catholic school at St. Ephraim, graduated from Archbishop Ryan High School in 2004, and got a scholarship to the University of the Arts in Philadelphia to study communications. But after a year, she basically said, "Nah, this isn't it," and dropped out to chase music instead, a gutsy move for a kid with no safety net and no guarantee it would pan out. At 21, Christina Perri packed up and moved to Los Angeles, working as a production assistant and waitress just to keep the lights on while she tried to make it, grinding through open mics and demo sessions on the side. These days, alongside making records, she writes, she performs when the timing's right, and she's become something of an open book online, talking candidly with fans about grief, motherhood, and mental health instead of hiding behind a polished pop star image. She's not the type to fake it for the cameras. What you see is pretty much what you get, and that authenticity is a big part of why people stick with her for over a decade instead of moving on to the next shiny thing. From waitressing tables to platinum records. Her big break, the moment that flipped the switch on her whole career, came in 2010 with Jar of Hearts. She wrote it back in 2009, and when it got featured on So You Think You Can Dance that June, the song absolutely blew up, tens of thousands of downloads in its first week alone, eventually racking up six figures in sales within a month. That kind of viral moment doesn't happen by accident, but it also doesn't happen without a genuinely great song underneath it, and Jar of Hearts had that raw, aching quality that made people stop scrolling and actually listen. Atlantic Records came calling, and just like that, Christina went from waitressing to headlining, a total glow-up that most struggling artists only dream about. Her debut album Love Strong dropped in 2011 and went platinum, cementing her as more than a one-hit wonder. Then came Head or Heart in 2014, powered by the single Human, which cracked the top five of the Billboard 200. Somewhere in between, she wrote A Thousand Years for the Twilight Saga, Breaking Dawn Part 2, a song that became a wedding reception staple for an entire generation, whether or not people even knew it was a vampire movie love theme. Her more recent work has taken a softer, more personal turn. Songs for Carmela, Lullabies and Sing-Alongs came out in 2019, timed to her daughter's first birthday, and Songs for Rosie followed in 2021, a heartbreaking tribute to her stillborn daughter. In 2022, Christina Perry released A Lighter Shade of Blue, a full studio album that leaned into her growth as a woman and an artist navigating loss and healing at the same time. So yeah, her catalog isn't just hit singles piled up for streaming numbers, it's basically a diary set to melody, one that's tracked her whole adult life. Christina Perry. Marriage, motherhood, and a very public heartbreak. Now let's get into her private life, because honestly, it's been a roller coaster and she's never shied away from sharing it. Christina married Paul Costabile in 2017, and the couple went on to have two daughters together, including Carmela, born in 2018. But their journey to parenthood was marked by real tragedy. They lost a daughter, Rosie, to stillbirth. A loss that Christina Perry spoke about publicly with a rawness that struck a chord with fans who'd been through similar grief and rarely saw it discussed so openly by a celebrity. As of 2025, Christina and Paul have divorced, closing that chapter of her life, though she remains focused on raising her kids and continuing her career without missing a beat. That kind of transparency has honestly become her calling card just as much as her voice has, and it's a big reason fans feel like they actually know her instead of just knowing her songs. Christina Perry. The deep cut, turning grief into lullabies. Let's zoom in on one thing that really sets Christina Perry apart: how she turned motherhood and loss into art without it ever feeling exploitative or forced. A lot of artists write breakup songs or party anthems to keep the hits coming. Christina Perry wrote lullaby albums for her children, including one dedicated entirely to a daughter she never got to raise. Songs for Rosie isn't a commercial cash grab dressed up as a tribute. It's a genuinely intimate, almost private document that she chose to share, knowing full well it would resonate with other parents who'd lost a child but rarely had the words for it. She's talked about how grief doesn't move in a straight line, how some days you're functioning fine and other days you're floored out of nowhere, and how music became less about making a hit and more about survival, a way to keep breathing through something that could have swallowed her whole. Christina Perry. Where she stands now, and why it still matters. Zooming out a little, it's worth talking about how Christina Perry fits into the bigger picture of pop music over the last decade and a half. She came up in an era dominated by big, polished, radio-ready pop, and yet she carved out a lane that felt more like a diary entry than a marketing plan, closer in spirit to Jewel or Nora Jones than to the glossier pop machine of the early 2010s. She's collaborated with names like Jason Mraz and Ed Sheeran along the way, but she's never really chased trends just to stay relevant. She's stayed in her own lane, which honestly takes a certain amount of confidence in an industry that rewards constant reinvention over consistency. But that doesn't mean she's faded into irrelevance. It just means her career has matured into something quieter and more deliberate, built on a devoted fanbase rather than viral moments or algorithm-chasing singles. Fans who found her through Jar of Hearts back in 2010 are still around, many of them now parents themselves, finding new meaning in her lullaby albums that they never expected to need. Final thoughts. Staying real in a fake-it-till-you-make-it industry. So, wrapping this up, Christina Perry's story is really a story about staying real when it would have been so much easier to fake it. From a working-class Italian-Polish family in Bensalem to a platinum debut album, from writing a song that soundtracked a blockbuster franchise to writing lullabies for a daughter she lost, she's basically lived out loud in front of an audience without losing herself in the process. She didn't need a scandal to stay in the news, and she didn't need to reinvent her sound every 2 years to stay interesting. She just kept telling the truth, one song at a time, even when the truth was messy or sad or hard to package for radio. That's not nothing in an industry built on image control and carefully curated narratives, where most artists would rather smile through an interview than admit things are falling apart. Whether she's cranking out another top 40 hit or quietly releasing a children's album that means the world to grieving parents, Christina Perry has built a career on being unapologetically herself, and honestly, that's a pretty solid legacy to have, no matter what comes next for her personally or professionally. Post views. 1.